Hello. Good afternoon.
George, I'm so sorry. I got stuck on a very late call. I can apologize. I should have emailed you and let you know that the call was going to be later. I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Oh, no, that's okay. I thought you guys were out in California.
We are.
Okay, because this number is coming from Connecticut here.
So on the days that we work, when we call from the sales floor, like I'm calling from the sales floor right now, it relocates to a local number because we're calling through the internet system. When the operations team or the team that does like execution of the website, all the optimization, they call from the 877 number. We're all one company, but our lines go out differently because it helps the other consumers to pick up the phone when they see a local number.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, it's called a voice over internet system. So it's a phone system that allows us to dial out from a direct number.
Save some money there and calls probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So what do you got for me? I wanted to talk to someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Tell me what you want to talk about first, and then we'll address what I had to offer you.
Well, when I signed up with Local Splash originally, I don't know if you see any of this information. Who I worked with originally, but the plan was I pay $250 or $249 a month for my service.
Yes, sir.
And you know that's supposed to create listings on Facebook and Google. You guys work with Google, as we all know. Google Ads, that are you know, unique, creative, that get onto Facebook and they link up with people in Facebook and people can click on my ads and find me like that, as we all know, right? So
correct.
But I keep getting phone calls. I'm inundated with phone calls from all these companies that do what you do, telling me that I'm getting ripped off by you guys because you know, you're not coming up in the searches, and we're looking for you. We don't see you. How come that, you know, I just had a guy I was on the phone with a few minutes ago, locally, like, in the time of day. I usually blow them all up because I'm, you know, I don't have time to listen to their stuff. There's pictures, but he's telling me, well, you have a website, but I don't see how people are finding you through your website. I go, well, from what I know, you know, people aren't going to just go looking for Apple Valley Home Improvement. They don't even know what I am. They're going to go looking for a service for what they're looking for what I provide. And I said, you know, I was very thorough on my services and my meta tag, meta file words when we created the website. And, you know, the towns that I want to work in, they're all connected to me. And within a 10-mile radius of where Southington, Connecticut is, I'm bordering other towns that I, you know, go into in that 10-mile radius. So it's what I want to concentrate on. So 'cause I don't want to be running all over the state, all out of state. You know, I'm a, you know, one-man general contractor, and I sub all my work out. I work with other contractors to get things done. The new thing is, one of the things that I've been, you know, talking to people about at Local Splash, last guy I talked to said he was going to make some adjustments for me so that he said, well, I don't see where roofing would be your priority here by looking at things. I said, well, you know, make some adjustments for me. And then I got a call from you about whatever, I don't know. What you want to talk to me about. But, you know, my biggest thing is I'm paying $249 a month. My phone isn't really ringing very much.
Okay.
I'm not getting calls. So, you know, what are we missing here?
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate you sharing that with me. Thank you for taking the time to review your current activity with Local Splash. I am reviewing the notes here, and I can see that they did add in the keywords for the roofing, and those are going to take a little bit of time to rank. It's not something that's done overnight, but you did make those changes about the 24th of last month, so we are well on our way. We could definitely, you know, re-optimize the listing, which we're doing on a regular basis. We can check out all the keywords. It looks like that was something that was recently done. We have the ability to add in more weekly posts as well as go ahead and increase, you know, activity on the listing itself. Something that's going to help is, you know, and you have a fair amount of them so far, 16 reviews is nothing to scoff at. More reviews on the Google listing itself are definitely going to help. But one of the main things that we're doing, like if you look at your Google listing, there is a weekly post that's made. So we made a post just about 7 hours ago for your organization. Having regular new photos to post on those, as well as new photos to post on the Google profile and interaction directly with the photos is one huge way that we get more activity drawn to the Google listing. But the main reason for my call is because you're seeing okay results with what you have so far, but if you would like to see more, if you'd like to have an increase, one of the great ways that Google has to offer that to you is through the Google Guaranteed platform. So that was literally the purpose of my call, is when I look at your account, it's healthy enough. It looks all right. You're ranking on the first page for kitchen remodeling contractor. You're about seventh down on the list. So it's not something that, you know, again, happens overnight. You have been with us for over a year, let me see here. It says here that you've been with us a year and a half, but I think you're next month it's 2 years that you've been with Local Splash. So you've been with us for a while. We do have, you know, packages that scale and move forward, because it's just the way things go, George, with the way that Google is moving forward between the AI, the different products that they have to have services for customers to reach out to their local consumer, you being their local consumer. So that was the purpose of my call, was to take a look at your account, get a healthy diagnosis, see what you'd like more of, and be able to kind of scale it from that point and see if you were interested in having something that would further your reach and allow you to drop into those specific cities and zip codes that you want to come up in, take a look at those particular keywords and see if it's something you'd be open to.
Well, from what I understand, that's already been done.
So the package that I'm talking about through Google Guarantee is, it would be an upgrade. It's something in addition to what you already have. This is going to give you a stronger reach. It's going to give you direct leads from the Google Guarantee platform, and it's going to kind of differentiate you from your competitors.
Okay, and how does that happen?
Well, the Google Guarantee, have you done a search and seen at the very top of the page, like if you do a search for kitchen remodel contractor near me, at the very top of the page it says sponsored remodeling contractors Google Guarantee?
Yes, I know, and I'm not looking to get to do more kitchens than, that's the least of my... Roofing is where I've been telling
you. Roofing is where you want to go? Okay.
I've been wanting for a year and a half. I've been telling you guys that for a year and a half, and they've been, I don't know why they.
Wait a second.
What's going on with it.
Kitchen remodels at all. You want your main thing to be for roofing.
Right. And that's what I talked. But I don't want to lose everyone else that's looking for kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels or additions or, you know, siding or windows or doors, and you know, I don't want to lose that crowd, but I want to be shown up for roofing when people are looking for roofing. I don't want the phone ringing for kitchens per se, and I'll explain to you here why, because a roofing job takes 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Kitchen takes a month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to be in somebody's house for a month and a half listening to wives and girlfriends nagging at me, why is it taking so long? Because it does. It's just part of life.
The nature of what you're offering there. Completely understood.
Well, my thing is I want roofing jobs. You know, I that's what I would be happy with mostly. And as far as other stuff, I pick and choose my battles with people. You know, I go meet them and see if they're the right mix for me, personality-wise. And,
right.
And then I go from there. But so like I said to the gentleman on the phone who had called me a couple of weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I told him the same thing. And he's like, all right, well, I'll do this and that, and I'll make some adjustments so that, you know, you're coming up for roofing primarily. But,
right.
You know, my company's called Apple Valley Home Improvement,
mm-hmm.
and I contemplated, you know, creating something on the website part of it that's, you know, Apple Valley Roofing Company, subsidiary type of thing, to complement the website, you know, a page there. Yeah, I do have a roofing presence on my web page, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, those are the things that I'm concerned about. I'm 62 years old. I'm not 35. I'm not looking to set the world on fire. I get enough work to keep me busy, and I'm content. And, you know, I'm not looking to, you know, make the phone ring off the hook every day. I just want it to
right.
ring, you know, more than it does. And it hasn't been, I haven't been getting any calls this year since the winter time. Usually in the spring, the phone rings, I start getting some calls about things, additions and, you know, larger jobs
mm-hmm.
that we do. But I haven't been getting any calls about anything.
Okay.
So I'm wondering why that is.
Like I said, I do see that they changed the primary search phrase to the roofing contractors. They have gone ahead and, you know, made the adjustments. I see that they added a line into the website that has it geared towards the roofing. If you, I mean, we have option because under general, right now on Google, you're listed as a general contractor. And then we're putting emphasis behind it on the roofing side as well as the other keywords, but the primary focus is on roofing. They do have an option to change the entire main category that you show up instead of general contractor as to be under roofing. That may require re-verification. And just like if we were to change the business name, that's probably going to trigger re-verification from Google, which isn't a problem as long as we have the documents to support that. Because Google can require re-verification whenever they want to. And if you do a change like a business name or you do a change like the primary search phrase, then that's usually when it happens. is when they're asking for something like that. So we could definitely do that. When I'm taking a look at your area, let me see here. Hold on a second. Okay,
well,
so to be listed on the Google guarantee or on the Google listing primarily as a roofer, it has a requirement for the Connecticut Home Improvement Contractors Registration or the CT Major Contractor Registration. You have one of those?
Say that again.
There's a licensing requirement for Connecticut Major Contractor Registration or Connecticut Home Improvement Contractor Registration for roofing.
Yeah, I'm licensed to do that stuff in Connecticut. I have a home improvement HIC contractor's
Perfect.
License.
That's what it's, yeah, that's definitely one of the options here. So with that, I mean, we can change the category that your company has been listed under is general contracting, which covers roofing. It also
Everything.
Covers all of it. Yes. But if you want to move the focus entirely to roofing, with the other ones as subsidiary, then we can change the primary phrase on Google. I'm just letting you know that it may trigger re-verification, and we can do the re-verification as well. It's just a hiccup that could happen. So I'm making you aware of the changes that we could do, but I want you to be aware of the repercussions of that as well, if that makes sense.
So if that happens, how big of a deal is that? I mean, it's just a matter of
re-verification isn't. Yeah, we just we resend the documents in. That's not a problem. It's just one of the things that we could do to change it and to try to bring you in more roofing is to change your category on Google to a roofer.
So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So if I'm listed as a general contractor, roofing falls under general contracting. How can we be creative in the listing as Apple Valley's a general roofing contractor slash general contractor slash roofing contractor? Can that be done in the listing?
In the listing, it can, but it's going to be a change as the business name, and the business document has to reflect that. So if you change the business name, Google doesn't just let us change it because we say, hey, they want to be called a roofing contractor now. If the business name for Apple Valley Home Improvement is now Apple Valley Roofing and Home Improvement, then the business document is going to reflect that.
No, what I'm saying, is I'm listed as Apple Valley Home Improvement, and you said as a general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
So Apple Valley Home Improvement is considered a general contractor by Google, correct?
Yes, because that's the vertical or the category that we verified you under. And general contractor is like an umbrella for all of those keywords.
So what I'm saying is if it was keyworded as general contractor, roofing contractor.
It's one or the other.
Okay.
You pick the umbrella under,
general roofing contractor or something like that. I mean.
Yeah, it's either general contractor or roofing, like if we're going to change that direction, which again is totally possible, but it's like kitchen remodeling is found under general contracting, right? Bathroom remodeling. Yeah.
The thing of it is when your average Joe picks up their phone and they want to get their roof done, mm-hmm. they're going to look for roofing contractors in their town.
Right.
They're going to put those words in roofing contractors, Southington, Connecticut, or mm-hmm. Plainville, Connecticut, or Cheshire, Connecticut. They're going to put. So the way I'm set up, they're not finding me because Google has me set up as a general contractor, and that's not going to be key, the top thing that that person looking for a roofing contractor, I'm going to get lost.
Well, we just began the programming a couple weeks ago to gear what we can without making major changes like that. Like without changing what we call the primary search phrase through Google, your actual vertical through Google, we do have a way to manipulate it as we are under general contracting by putting our emphasis, our keywords, all of our efforts towards the roofing as the primary. You know what I mean? And that's something that just takes time to take hold of. It doesn't mean that you can't see results or you won't see results with that. It's something that takes time. So if you want to see results faster, we could change the whole vertical to roofing and make you a roofing contractor. Is one of the solutions I'm offering you.
I got that. That's good. Now, yes. So here's my other thought. When you create ads for Apple Valley Home Improvement, they're just generic ads. Why can't they focus on roofing?
What makes you say that they're generic ads?
I've seen some of them,
mm-hmm.
and they're not just on roofing. They're on whatever it is, you know.
Yeah, we can make the Facebook ads with a primary focus on roofing. In fact, one was posted. Not even that long ago, that was specific to the roofing. It's very specific to the roofing. It was just a few days ago. It's Apple Valley Home Improvement. Need a roof that stands the test of time? Look no further than Apple Valley Home Improvement LLC is your go-to roofing contractor. It has all the listing stuff there. So we are trying to gear it towards the roofing. Now, you don't have Google Ads with us. So Google Ads isn't one that we're actually running for you, but the Facebook ads, we've geared it towards roofing, absolutely.
I thought that they set me up with Google Ads to do a certain amount of them.
I see the Facebook ads. When I look at your billing here, I don't see that they've ever charged for Google Ads. It may have been a discussion that you had, but they have not actually began Google Ads. So Google Ads is done in a $300 increment. If we do Google Ads, so it would be $300 plus your current program. In the first month, you actually get $130 coupon for additional ads. So it does give you like a boost. It gives you an additional boost. But we haven't ran Google Ads for you.
I thought that they did. That was part of my plan. How often are they creating the Facebook ads?
Let's see here. So one, two, three, four. So they do, there's more. Okay. So it looks like they're doing the Facebook ads. You're getting a couple of different Facebook ads per month. So they're running the ads, every single day, but they're right now, what I'm seeing in this reel is there's four different ones that have ran and we're on the 14th of the month. So four different separate ads.
Within how long of each other? About they're done every so many days, every couple times, weekly, biweekly. How do they do them?
Yeah, we stretch the budget over the course of the entire month in order for you to, have a lot of page engagement, to get a lot of client reach, to have a fair number of impressions, things like that. So in the past 6 days, you've gotten 601 impressions. It's reached 411 people, and there's been four page engagements. So four different people have clicked directly on your page, looked at your website, taken a look, or connected with you directly.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard from any of them, so that's good and bad, I guess. But, well, I think what I'd like to see happen here is to have you make those changes so that the roofing is primarily, and if it triggers
reverification, you're fine with that.
Well, then what are you going to do? It is what it is. It's not the end of the world. It's not going to put me backwards.
Right. Okay. Let me go ahead and put that change in now. Let them know that that's what you want to do. Give me just a second. Okay. Did you want to do some Google Ads? We have the ability to run some Google Ads, and those Google Ads are up and running in the first, 7 to 10 days. You already have an established account with us, so it happened very quickly. That's the time frame that I give brand new clients. We can run Google Ads directly for you. Again, that would be $300, and you're getting an extra $130 coupon on the front end, so you're getting $430 worth of Google Ads.
When you say $300, it's on top of what I'm paying now.
Correct.
Yeah. No, I don't really want to do that right at the moment.
Okay.
I'm not desperate for work. I have plenty of things going on where, if I had nothing going on, then maybe I would say, let's try that. But,
okay.
Yeah. And I know that's the purpose of your call, obviously, but, I have to say that I do like your company, and I've been, I don't have any issues with Local Splash since I signed up.
Right.
You guys are always friendly and willing to help and, spend time on the phone. I don't talk to you often, but every few months I put a bug in, I do something. I know that on my end, I could do some better things, like with uploading pictures.
Mm-hmm.
The Local Splash
dashboard.
Dashboard there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that would be helpful, but I'm not good with doing that because it's not one of my focuses all the time. I'm going in different directions, and that's just extra stuff that I got to think about doing. Well, and I know it's simple enough to do, and I have plenty of pictures that I could put up there and video clips and things like roofing video clips I do when we do roof jobs. And So
yeah, you could literally just text that stuff over to us and say, hey, can you upload this to the website? Here's some new photos. You could text it to us and we can take care of it.
Okay.
It's super.
Yeah.
We try to make it as simple as possible because we know that, hey, you wouldn't have hired us if being a high-tech guru, computer programmer, your guy was your thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily your thing. You know what I mean? And that's okay.
What I do. Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Not what I do.
Yeah, exactly. It's what I do.
Right. So I got to get you guys doing the things that I don't do more.
Right.
And that would be just simply by, so if I have local splash in my phone, I believe. Let me just look at something here as contacts. I know I have local John Cio. He used to be over at Local Splash.
Yeah, he moved on to bigger and different things.
But I have his mobile phone. I don't have Local Splash's number.
You have his mobile phone? Interesting. Our number is 877.
Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me edit this. Local Splash. I'm going to take him out of there because he's not in there anymore. And I'm going to put Local Splash. And let me get rid of that. And the phone number is, give me one second. That number is going to be your main number. And what is the phone number there?
877.
Yep.
635-6225.
Okay.
Extension 224 is me.
Okay. Well, what's your name?
Amy.
And your last name?
Nelson. NELSON.
Okay, so the Local Splash main number, I'm not going to put your extension because I can still find you if I know your name, correct?
Yes, you sure can.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll keep the main number in order to send the... I can text you pictures or links to videos and things like that.
Yes, absolutely. And you can just say, please upload to website. Please upload everywhere. Then we've got it.
Flash it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got you.
Well, I'm going to do some of that. Maybe tonight I'll get some, things together I can send. And, you know, because that kind of activity helps as well, I know.
Yes, it does. And one of the main things that you can do to help yourself to get more activity, to rank higher on the page, all the things, is to go ahead and have the review generation. Yeah, to get reviews. And do you have the tiny URL, the link that you can text to your client?
You know what? Let me put that in there, too, because I'm always forgetting it. I do have it somewhere, but I'm going to put it under the Local Splash so when I go in my contacts, it's there from now on.
And listen, they're asking me a question. She's updating the Google profile right now to see if it's going to require re-verification so we can try to do it while we're on the phone. She's asking me a very important question for you. So she's going to make the primary category to roofing, and she said, do you want to keep the subcategories as kitchen and bathroom remodel?
Well, the subcategories are all kinds of things besides kitchen and bathroom remodels. There's additions and all that, yes.
Only, hold on.
So, I mean, I offer more than just kitchen and bathroom remodels.
I understand. Give me just a second. I'm just double checking. I'm giving exactly what she says, and I know that there's a ton of stuff that you provide. So give me just one second.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't want you to think that it's lost on me everything you've already told me and what I've read in the account. I was paying attention. I realized the kitchen isn't the main thing, but it's just like part of the screen that she showed me at the moment. So I'm trying to get the proper information. So he still offers all. Okay. Okay. Subcategories. We get two additional choices outside of roofing contractor. So I would go with roofing contractor, and then I would go with general contractor because that gives more of the umbrella for all of the things. And then I would pick the next top service that you provide that you want calls on.
How about additions?
Okay.
Home addition.
Got it. Home addition. And then tractors. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So now under the roofing, tell me if you're offering all of these things. Okay. Are you offering, obviously you're doing roof install, roof repair, roof inspection, roofing. Are you also offering siding?
Yeah, siding, windows, doors.
Gutters.
Gutters, we do all that stuff.
Okay, perfect.
Anything you could think of, we do.
Okay. He's doing all this. Of these. Okay. Roofing category applied, no re-verification. Yay! That's good news for us. Want to his focus isn't there as much as additions. Okay. All right. I'm getting these things changed around for you. I'm really glad that it did not require re-verification. Now, that's not to say that Google won't in a few days say, hey, you made a big change. Let's make you re-verify. And if that happens, George, then we'll be reaching out to you, okay?
Yeah. It's something we could do over the phone.
Usually it is something we can do over the phone. If it's not something we can do over the phone, then it's occasionally they ask for what we call live verification. I'm doing air quotes. And that's when we call you on a video call with Google, kind of like a three-way situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No worries. We could do that.
Okay.
So, you know, when you're done doing what you're doing, give me that tiny URL for the referrals.
Yes. I'll text that. Okay. Okay. I'll text that over to you. Let me see. It should already have been in your file. Let me take a look. Hold on.
You just tell it to me. I'm trying to type it into my contacts.
Oh, crud. Okay. Hold on. Let me find it. Let me see here. What's it called? Not going live. Tiny URL. Okay. Okay. https://.
Hang on.
Because I could just text it to you, and then you can click copy and paste it into your contacts.
Yeah, if you text it to me, why don't you do that?
Okay, I'm going to do that for you right now, okay? Give me just 1 second here. Let me go like this. It's coming your way right now.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Hold on a second. Bam. You should get it right now.
There it is. Okay. So it's https://ratemypro.apple.
See?
Rate Apple's Alley. Okay, so if I copy that. Oh, shoot. I can't do that with my text. Why do they do that?
It's so stupid.
Yeah. It's like, come on, really? I only could share it or forward it.
You can't paste it? You can't copy it and paste it? You should be able to copy the text and paste it.
doesn't let me do it. When I hold my finger down on it, it doesn't. That's one of the things with this phone, new phone I got.
Did you get an iPhone?
No, I don't like iPhones.
Oh.
They cost too much money.
They cost a lot of money. They're an investment.
Yeah, they're so backwards from what I'm used to using. I'm an Android guy for my whole life.
I was an Android girl my whole life, and my son really wanted an iPhone. He went to the iPhone, and then he got me and my husband on the iPhone, and now I can't imagine ever going back.
Well, you know, once you get used to something, yeah.
Yeah, but I was like you. I was all about my Android. Trust me, I understand that.
Well, I find that, you know, when I do, like my girl from my fiance, she has an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
She's that phone is just like shiny.
Well, it does let us copy and paste like we want to, though.
Yeah, funny, huh?
Well, you know, I have to give a little tease, a little bit. I can tell it to you if you want to type it out. I don't mind giving it to you verbally.
Well, I'm doing it now. I'm just switching between screens. https://. Go ahead, tell me.
Okay, /, and then it says rate, R-A-T-E, my, M-Y, .pro.
Yep.
/.
Yep.
All one word, Apple Valley.
And it could be at lowercase, uppercase, doesn't matter.
It says capital A, capital V. And then I got to tell you something after you get done with that.
Okay, so it's https://.
Mm-hmm. Rate my, all one word.
Rate my dot pro.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see, I didn't put the dot in there. Rate my dot pro /, Apple Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't fit in there. Okay, hold on.
Can you put it in the notes section?
Yeah, it's in there. Oh, shit. It didn't go in there. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'll fix that.
You'll fiddle with it a little bit. You'll get it.
Yeah, okay. You texted it, so I have
it.
I'll get
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah. So I got to tell you something. The reason, because they give me a list of clients to upgrade. They say, okay, go look in all these accounts, make sure everybody's happy, and then call them and see if they want, you know, because I'm the upgrade specialist. Go in and see which services you think would be a good fit for them, and give them a call, right? And I was looking through the accounts and I just started on this job, and the reason I chose your account was because I grew up in Apple Valley, California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then I was looking around when I saw Apple Valley. I'm like, oh, I'm going to call this guy, right? And again, there it says Connecticut, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. Well, I'm still going to call this guy. But that's why I selected to start with your account, and I'm so glad I did, because a few small changes and I think you're going to be even more pleased with the services than you already are. And you know, if you want specific roofing leads, Google Guarantee is the best way to do that, because it allows you to turn the leads on or off as you see fit when you want. It allows
and then
you
they
to
whack your card $300. Yeah, I know how that works.
And then what?
So yeah, then they whack your card $300.
No.
Yeah.
No. You pay an activation budget up front of $924, and you're and then your leads come out of that budget. But you know exactly how much they are. They're not. It's not like the stuff you did. Maybe if you did like Thumbtack or Networks or Angie's or any of that, it's different. Google built this one different on purpose. But
I did some that before, but yeah. No, I'm familiar with the Google ads because I've done them before myself.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah. It's not Google ads. It's Google Guarantee. So Google ads is a different one. Google ads is pay-per-click. Google Guarantee is pay-per-qualified lead. So it's a little bit different.
All right.
But yeah, if you ever do want something different, I have something for you. But we're gonna shift this gear. They've already gone ahead and they've made that adjustment, within the Google profile itself. And those changes will reflect soon. Try to get as many, reviews as you can. That's gonna help. Just send the text the photos in and say, hey, just send a text, please upload everywhere. And then we'll do that. If we have any questions, we'll call you and we'll say, hey, did you want us to do X, Y, or Z, or what did you mean by this? Okay?
Okay, yes. Yeah, they're self-explanatory what categories the pictures would go in, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got it. Absolutely.
A bathroom tile and, you know, some tile work, you're going to figure that's going to go in bathroom tile and kit their tiles or your tiling jobs, whatever. I mean, you know, you guys are pretty sharp over there.
Thank you.
I had some problems when I was setting this up originally where I was uploading a lot of pictures and they got all screwed up and they went in different places where they shouldn't have been. But
that can be frustrating.
Yeah. It depends on the nut behind the wheel if they understand what it were.
That's exactly what it depends on.
So as far as that goes, my tiny URL, I'm pretty good with that. Getting that my customers as soon as I finish a job for reviews.
Beautiful.
And I know that reviews are important, so I do concentrate on that as much as I can.
Okay.
And as far as the pictures and stuff, I'll get some up. I might even have a video clip of something somewhere.
That's perfect.
I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you guys could get creative with that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad to. Absolutely.
Yeah. Amy, I've taken up enough of your time over there. You're lucky. It's 5:30 here, so it's
Well, I just want to apologize again for being so late with my call. I got stuck on an extremely late call with a client that was having a lot of problems, and it's not like me to not send out an email. Hey, I'm going to be a few minutes late on the call, or at least a text. So I'm really sorry for that.
No, that's, you've spent plenty of time helping me, so that's a priority.
Okay, I appreciate that you're understanding. The amount of time that I spend with you, I spent time with him too, you know, like I'll spend whatever time it takes to get everything straightened out.
Yeah, well that's the best way to do things.
It really is.
Keep people happy and you don't lose business that way.
Right, praise God for that.
Yep. So, anyhow, if I need to get a hold of you, I have your name. It's in I got rid of John's name. I put yours in there, mm-hmm. and I can always ask to speak with you, and hopefully you'll remember me.
Absolutely.
And you'll remember the Apple Valley guy.
I sure will.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really do. So hopefully the phone rings a little bit more in the next few weeks.
I sure hope so. Let me know if there's anything else we can do for you, okay?
I will. Thank you,
George.
Amy.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too.